Hello.
Hi, William. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, all right.
Oh, good to hear. I was actually following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I'm still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, that's because there's nothing in there.
Oh, okay.
Totally. Yeah, I'm literally totally broke.
Okay. Well, I'll try to touch base with you again before the next payment hits, because I'd hate to have it, you know, eventually affect your business and your credit, especially since there's a note
even,
on here.
I really don't even care, to be truthful with you. I don't even care.
That's between you and your business, right? I can't tell you what to do, but yeah.
I mean,
but
I'm getting some work.
Yeah.
It's definitely not from you guys or anybody else. So I'm
okay.
About ready to forget it. And,
not what the dashboard
pay.
Is showing that you're getting phenomenal
results.
Yeah, I haven't
got from you guys. So you guys can say whatever you want. I haven't got nothing. I don't know what your dashboard is saying.
What about your website? Do you like the site that we built for you at least?
I don't even know. I haven't even had time to pay attention to that. I'm trying to survive.
VCRemodelingMA.net. So check it out. It's a very nice site on there. You'll see a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. You know, naturally, once the payment goes through, that banner will come off. You know.
Well, I'm just gonna be straight up. I've gotten rid of Angie. I got rid of Yelp. I'm getting rid of everybody. It ain't even worth it to me.
Well, Angie's and Yelp's, we deal with a lot of their clients because people tell us that they're very expensive and they're charging for leads that don't pan out. With this, you only pay about $6 a day to increase your business, and it's all inclusive. So it doesn't matter if you take on one job in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 20 jobs in a month. Either way, it's still the same flat rate. So,
right.
Yeah, naturally, I can't speak for what those guys are doing because, again, we deal with a lot of their clients, and I've heard every kind of horror story imaginable with those lead services and directories. Plus, statistically speaking, William, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you look at Angie's, Thumbtack, Yellow Pages, Yelp, Yahoo, all of those other sources and kind of lump them into one category, combined they're only getting 13%. So, you know, a program like this understandably blows the revenue out of the water from anything you can get off of those lead services or directories. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I understand.
If it would help you out at all, if it's, you know, only coming down to dollars and cents, I could ask them if they would give me an override and put you into friends and family pricing of just $149 monthly. That would save you $50 a month.
If I haven't even gotten a penny back from any of these people. Not a fucking penny. I've gotten leads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, I'm like... I don't know. I just don't like it.
Well, again,
I'm getting to work.
I can't wear a black eye for what those companies have done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but even you, I haven't got nothing from you guys. You're saying I have, but I have not. I haven't got a fucking one job.
I would recommend maybe start asking people when you talk to them how they found you. Do it the old-fashioned way. You know what I mean?
The way I'm doing it is just the way I'm doing it. I'm just going back to... getting my name out there again, and I'm doing better that way than I am with any site or any other damn thing that I have to pay for.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind that once this settles, you're definitely on the cusp of where it's going to explode and bring you a lot of work, because industry standard for first page placement is 90 days, and you've only been with us for about 60 days. So you're right on the cusp of where
everyone says that. Every single one has said that.
Well, Angie's will usually sell you leads right away, because the faster they sell you, the
thing is, for 3 months you pay. You don't get nothing, so you're paying for 3 months, and then hopefully after the 3 months you get something. I mean, I don't know. That's what it seems like to me.
Well, here's the thing there, William.
And I didn't get nothing. I mean, like, I had people call, but
I understand where you're coming from there, absolutely. However, I can tell you that a program like this, because it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming even to get a business ranking on the first page, that it's always the third month that the program pops. And one thing I could do to help you out even further is, you know, I know that things are tight today, but I can try to get that 149 rate approved. And then once that settles, push the next billing out 30 days.
Well,
because
I mean,
right now
I'm only on you guys right now. I canceled Yelp and the other one and the Angie.
Good for you. No, yeah, I'm actually very glad to hear that, because I've heard horror stories about those companies, and I don't think that they would really impact your business that much, you know. So
the only thing I can say about you guys is at least you guys don't call me. The other companies don't even call. Like, I called Angie's and told them, hey, listen, I wrote the numbers down. Mm-hmm. They were bullshit. They were, so the job was doing remodeling kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the person says, okay, we'll meet up and do it. So I'm waiting a couple of days. And this happened to me a couple of times. And I, you know, at the beginning here. And then they would call me and say, oh, can I write you a check? Now I'm like, $3,000. And they'd be like, can I write you a check for $4,000 and pay my movers? But I'm not stupid.
No.
So I said, I said, this is a joke. So I called Angie, and they're like, oh yeah, sorry about the inconvenience. We'll fix that. And they never did.
Mm.
They never ever did. I said, why should I pay a phone call?
Exactly.
Thanks, you know, man. And they never fixed it. And they charged me for those leads. And so my leads were up for that month.
Mm,
you know, because you only get,
terrible.
For $500, you get like 8 leads. I was like, get the fuck out.
They didn't even give you a credit or anything for that lead?
Because
obviously that's a scammer that was just trying to get you to take their check and take money from you.
Yeah, they agreed that it was, but they never ever fixed it, and I got charged for those leads, so I couldn't get no more leads for that month.
Wow.
Because I was maxed out, and I said, that's a fraud. I said, you guys are a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
I told straight out, I said, I'll tell everybody about you, too, that, you know, your name is shit. And they just said, do whatever you got to do. That's what they said. Do whatever you got to do. I said, yeah, that's good business. I appreciate it. So I got rid of them.
Sorry to hear that you got entangled with them.
Then they charged me $1,800 for a cancel for early cancel.
What?
$1,800.
Oh my goodness.
So
that's
I'm trying
crazy.
To get them paid off. Well, no, I'm trying to, because I don't want it to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm arguing with them. I know I'm not going to, how else am I going to win that? You know what I mean? They said what the contract is, and I said, well, I'll get to you when I can.
I think you can easily win it, because they're not abiding by their end of the contract if you're supposed to be buying qualified leads and then they're sending you scammers. So I think that you have a right to call it fraud.
I don't even know where I go to begin to argue that, you know what I mean?
They just
hang up on me.
I would maybe just block them through your bank for now, and so they can't draw money from your account, and then just, you know, have them come after you. And if they do come after you, then you have every right to say what they've done to me is fraudulent. Yes, I agreed to an early termination fee, but that doesn't apply because they also agreed to send qualified leads, which they didn't. They sent scammers, you know. So
right, the thing is that I even gave them the numbers to the You know what I mean? That I wasn't.
I'm surprised that they hung up on you and they didn't get, but that's the scary part, because I deal with a lot of their clients and I haven't heard that type of practices before. So that's terrible.
Yeah, they told me to do what you got to do. That's it.
Wow. So, okay, well, I'll apply the friends and family rate to help you out a little bit. And then whenever you can pay it, we'll just push the next one out 30 days because I know it's this third month that you'll see the program really come to fruition, William. And I also want you to work on getting some five-star ratings on your Google listing. I just sent you an email that says learn how to get more reviews. So that has your Google page hyperlinked.
Oh, hold one second. I take it back. I'm sorry. I did get one job from you guys. That's right.
Good.
I just remember I did it.
And that's phenomenal within the first 60 days. That's really good.
I did do a tile job, but that got into a shamble. The lady,
What happened?
So the lady tells me, oh, I'm a teacher. I said, I'll measure up the square footage for you. No, I already got it all done. She wouldn't let me. I said, all right. I said, she's a teacher, so she knows. I know how to do math. So I get halfway done, run out of material.
Oh.
Now, not only that, the material is no longer exists. So now she has to buy a new tile.
Oh,
I have to rip up the old tile. And they didn't want to pay me for their mistake.
Wow.
I was like, you gotta be shitting me. I said, lady, this is your fault. I said, I told you I would,
measure it.
Your footage and measure everything for you. So how should I eat, you know, a whole day's worth of work? I said, I really can't even afford to be. She goes, well, the deal was you only charge for this job and, you know, and she goes, I can't even afford to pay you more either.
Needless to say, you probably have to go in and finish it or else she's going to start giving you bad reputation, right?
Well, I did go in and finish it. I did finish it.
Oh, you did the right thing. I would have done that too, but that's horrible to think that it was all her fault and she didn't want to pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
People these days, they don't want to take accountability, you know? It's terrible.
No. No, and I told her, I said, if it was my fault, I would definitely eat it, but I can't eat something like that. She's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I said, well, I know what to tell me. I'm going to finish your job, so you can't sit on me, and just take whatever you give me, you know?
Horrible.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I was like, this is, I just kept running one thing after another, so I'm like, whatever. And like, I got two guys that work for me. And I'm just keeping, like, I can't afford for these guys to leave. And I know once after Christmas, I just put in a phone call to my buddy. I do have connections. It's just everybody is not doing that well. So one of my buddies, though, I saw him the other day. He said, call me after Christmas. And he goes, I got plenty of work. You'll be busy. So,
Good. That's good.
Yeah, I never had to use Angie's or nothing all my life. I've been doing this for 20-something years. Never had to use it. And then I started to get a little worried. But shit, you know, these guys got families. And I've had them for a long time, and they're responsible. They don't do drugs. They don't drink. So, I mean,
they're
like,
good.
I can leave them on a job. Not have to worry, and I can go do a little job, you know, and so that's, I just can't afford to lose them. I mean, if I can't afford to have them, then, you know, they're going to go somewhere else. And I don't blame them. There's no hard feelings to it. So I'm struggling just to keep them.
Yeah, you got to get your phone ringing so that you have enough work to sustain them or else they will go somewhere else. I get it.
Right.
And that's the good thing as far as your timeline. I'm always going to be one that will set a proper expectation. If you were at the beginning and I knew it was going to be 2 or 3 months from now, I would tell you, like, hey, it's not going to happen right away, but you're already entering your third month, so you're at the perfect time where you can, you know, get this really rolling for them. The one thing that will help you on your end is, again, to start getting some five-star ratings on your Google page. So I sent you that email that says, thank you for using BC Remodeling. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button.
Did that, do you see one on there from that lady? I don't even know if she did rate me or not.
You don't have any reviews on there yet. That's why I think if you got some 5-star ratings, it'll help you. But you know what happens is it's actually good that she didn't write one because she might have wrote something bad, you know, since she was so impossible.
I don't think she could because I did everything else.
Yeah, she should have actually given you. Yeah, what I would recommend, if you think she'll give you a 5-star, you can copy and paste and send her the email. And most people, because it's just the click of a button, will actually do it. If not her, think of your friends or your relatives or some of your past clients. Anyone can go on and write a positive review for you. So I always recommend if they're a friend or a relative, don't have them lie and say, you know, oh, William did a bunch of work for me and it was beautiful and I loved it if you didn't, but they have every right to go on there and say, BC Remodeling is an upstanding company. William has many years of industry expertise. They can go on there and give you a 5-star rating. All of that's true, right? Matter of fact, I'll jumpstart it for you. I'll put the first 5-star rating on it for you right now. And then that way, you know, at least that'll start helping you. And I'll also have the technicians ramp up on their weekly posts and whatnot. And then, you know, moving forward, you'll be grandfathered into that friends and family rate because you've already wasted a lot of money with other companies. And obviously, I can't do anything about that.
It's not your responsibility.
Right. But if I can help out with your price and your rate and then also, you know that you're going to earn that money back, you know, then definitely that makes me feel good. So I put some notes on here and I made that price adjustment. So if you see some notifications come through talking about a past due balance of $199, I reduced that to $149. And then, you know, hopefully you can get that paid quickly.
Can I call Aaron because I had to shut down my bank account. I had to start a new one.
Okay.
I had to pay them off too, but that was like my first priority because I can't have a business without, you know what I mean? So I got that thing all screwed up from the Yelp and the other one. So can I call it with a card and pay?
Yep, you absolutely can. Like, so my extension is 777. My name is Tina. So if you call the local Splash number that's at the bottom of the emails, all you have to do is the voice activated system. So when it picks up, you can say transfer to Tina or you can just type in that 777 and it'll ring back to my desk.
So so when I call that number, it'll ask if you know your extension, you're saying?
Exactly. Yep. It'll say if you know your party's extension, please enter it now.
And yours is 777?
Exactly. The 777, and it'll always ring directly to me.
All right. So what I'm saying is I can put on the credit card, you know, for now, and just get it over with, and you know what I mean?
Yep. And I'll push that next one out 30 days because, you know, I don't like it when people have two payments close together, right? So I wouldn't want you to, you know, even pay now and then pay again on January 8th. So once you pay, you'll be paid in full for another full month, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll try this. You're the last one I have, so.
I'm happy that, and if anybody else calls you and you want to get advice on it too, you could always call me because there's certain things that I've heard of and I know, like Angie's and Yelp, people tell me that they're not getting great results from it. So, you know, but if there's something else that you come across that sounds good, you could always run it by me. But you shouldn't really need anything else when you're doing, you know, the first page placement on Google. You know, this should really cover it all for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it really.
Well, I'm happy you got and you know away from those other companies, and you don't really need any of that.
Yeah, no, I don't need that hassle for sure.
Yep,
it's still
definitely.
A hassle. I still gotta pay them. I still gotta do, you know what I mean? But I mean, they're just gonna have to hold them. They have to wait until I can. I mean, I know once the Christmas ends, I will be in. I think that's part of the problem in the economy. We all know that. Everything's so damn expensive.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to spend money, you know. But I mean,
it's a scary situation because if you call them and you say, like, hey, I have to pay $1,800 cancellation fee, so send me $1,800 worth of leads, then you never know. They may start charging lead fees again, you know? So
right.
It's kind of good
yeah.
that you just canceled the whole thing, but now it's hard.
Cause, I'm not taking the risk of doing that.
Yeah, because who knows what they'll send you to when they're calling it a lead, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to bother going there. I just rather cut it at a loss and, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And I'll get back
yeah,
up.
And then,
I'll get back up. I know I will. I'm motivated enough, and I know my buddy. I've known him for a long time, and if he says, you know, by after Christmas, I know he'll get me rolling. You know.
Good.
He works
that will be so
company.
Wonderful. Oh,
yeah,
right.
And
that's
he's like, and I'm in control of all the. Bids and stuff, so I can let you know what the bids are. That's even a
nice.
Better. Yeah. So that
mm-hmm.
was nice. He said,
that's
just
really
give me
nice.
For Christmas, you know? That's what I mean. I do have a lot of connections. I just, oh my, really? Like a lot of my friends and stuff are just getting by. You know, they got
yeah.
guys that pay too. You know what I mean? It's not like we're just paying ourselves.
mm-hmm.
That'd be a
yeah.
whole different thing. But
yeah, that's what people don't realize with running a business, you know? Yeah, you have to, that big overhead. You have to take care of those people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right,
for
I
sure.
got stock and another one. And I mean, I got just as many bills as everybody else, you know? So it's
mm-hmm.
and that's why I understand about business because I've done it long enough to where I know the way, you know? It's, you know,
yeah.
sometimes, you know, usually not. I mean, honestly, I usually am pretty good. I'm not rich, but, you know, I pay my bills and, you know,
yeah.
I do a little, you know what I mean? I, you know, just at a rough spot right this second, so I'm just trying to keep my guys.
Well, do me
you know.
A favor, too, William. When you have a chance, look at your website. It looks absolutely lovely to me, but if you have any fresh content, like a new before and after photo or a different logo or anything that you'd like to update it with, you could always send it over to us, and any revisions that you make to your site, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So I always
okay.
tell people, you know, some people are like, oh, we hired you to do it. We don't want to send anything. And that's fine, right? But I always
right.
tell them that if you are interactive and responsive with your program, you'll see better results. You know, obviously people would
right,
rather
right.
see your actual work than a stock photo. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
start I, thinking about that when you look at the site.
I do have tons of photos. You know what I mean? I
oh, please.
Get,
you could send those to us. You could send those at photos@localsplash.com, and then once we get them, they can start uploading them on your site.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll do,
yep.
I'll do that too. I'm sure that won't hurt.
Please. Yeah, that'll. I always tell people, yeah, the more responsive you are with your program, the better results that you'll see. So, yeah, start sending that, and then we'll make some updates for you as they come in. And then, in the meantime, when do you think you'll be able to put it on that credit card? Because I know you said you'll call back.
Yeah, I'm going to probably be able to do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay,
not.
You got it.
Yeah.
So then I'll make a note here that you'll call in tomorrow. And if for some reason life happens and you get busy and it slips your mind, I'll put a note to follow up with you on Friday, okay?
All right.
Sounds good. Okay, so now we have a good game plan.
All right.
I'm glad that,
I appreciate
I'm so glad
it.
That we
I'm
talked.
Not mad at you, you know what I mean? I get
oh,
frustrated
believe
with
me.
All the alarm,
I've been
you
with
know,
this
so
company
not,
for 14 years, and I hear all kinds of horror stories when it comes
yeah,
to
but I don't
want to.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not. I don't want to take it out on you either, you know what I mean? I know you're just doing
yeah,
your,
thank
you,
William.
Do,
you
know what I mean?
I appreciate
I'm not
that.
I'm pretty level-headed person, you know what I mean? I'm not, you know,
yeah.
I'm trying to. A Janison person, I kill the messenger, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, even if you wanted to cancel, it honestly doesn't hurt my feelings or anything, but
I know that because of
the timeline, it's such good timing for you to take advantage of at least the next month that you have to pay for anyway, because then you're really going to see an explosion of results. So I started you off with your first 5-star rating on Google. You have that review email now, so you can start working on getting a couple more here and there. And then I'm having the technicians put some performance updates on your account, and then we'll talk more tomorrow regarding the payment, if not on Friday. Okay.
I appreciate it though. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, you're very welcome, William. Have a great rest of your day too. Okay.
All right. Have a good Christmas. I don't hear from you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.